Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Gary from local band White Satin. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi there, Nick. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's always nice to speak with local musicians and artists, as it were. Right, let's get the ball rolling, shall we?
Carry on, please.
Yeah, right. First question, £500. Right, so this year is local band White Satin. It celebrates your 50th anniversary this
50th
year.
50th anniversary since our first gig way back in 1974.
Right, when we had dinosaurs and the air was clean.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
Right, can you give me and the listener a brief history about the band, please?
Yeah, of course, Nick. Back in 1972, a school friend of mine, Adrian Tucker, and I, we formed a two-piece band. We called it, which is a very good name, I think, Us.
Okay.
With me on drums and Adrian on the keyboards. We actually entered the Truman Talent Contest, and believe it or not, in the country, we finished second.
Really?
But, oh, yes. But
well, that's a claim to fame, isn't it?
It's a claim to fame, yes. We were surprised as well that we managed to finish second, but there you go. As you can probably understand, a two-piece band with drums and keyboards and nobody singing wasn't that good as to go out and play too many places, but we practiced and persevered. And in 1974, 2 years later, Adrian's sister Vivian said that she wanted to join the band and play keyboards. So we couldn't have two keyboard players, so she actually forced her lovely brother to play the guitar.
Oh, a bit of peer pressure.
Oh,
then.
Yes. Unfortunately, Adrian couldn't play the guitar.
Okay.
So he had to learn to play the guitar. But believe it or not, he actually did this. But he also built his own guitar.
Oh, he did a Brian May then.
He did. And he based it on Paul McCartney's Hofner violin bass. But it was a six string. So it's quite good. I got fed up with playing the drums at this point. And being an outward sort of person, I wanted to be the lead singer.
Nothing wrong with that.
And believe it or not, we had somebody who lived just up the road called Robert Mills, and he was a drummer, and we got him on board, which was a huge improvement because I'm not the world's best drummer, to be honest. So we went and played successfully quite a few pubs, club circuit during the 1970s, 80s, and we recorded in lots of different studios in London. We ended up in Delane Lee Studios in Wembley, thanks to our record company we had at the time. When we were there, we had somebody called Labby Siffre playing with us.
Not familiar with myself.
Oh,
sorry.
If you look him up, Nick, you will find out he's quite well known. Among the other recordings made there was Jimi Hendrix's The Wind Cries Mary.
I've obviously heard of Jimi Hendrix.
Uh-huh. Jeff Beck's Hi-Ho Silver Lining. And The Animals' House of the Rising Sun.
Another classic record.
Recorded there. The Beatles, The Stones and The Who have all recorded there too. So now that we look back on it, we feel that we were pretty lucky to actually go and play there. So, yeah.
Well, that's a part of musical history though, isn't it?
It is a total. Unfortunately, as we were saying just before, when we were talking to each other, no longer there, I'm afraid. It was a huge studio, capable of taking an orchestra in one of their studios.
Oh, wow.
So it's no longer there.
Unfortunately, that is the way things go sometimes,
isn't it?
It is the
way some things go. Well, to wham on a bit, at one point I was thinking of taking up the bass guitar. And by this time I'd married my friend's sister, Viv. And she took me to my friend, I think you know, Rich French, who has a music shop called Volume One.
Yeah, I know.
Down in Shanklin to get me a guitar.
I believe he played in Cobra at one point.
He does. I think he might still play in Cobra. Well, in the shop, sitting on a stool, was a guy playing guitar. And Viv got chatting to him, and he said he was a bass guitar player. So Viv said, I didn't actually play the bass at all. I actually played the drums and not bass. The guy immediately stopped playing the drums. Stopped playing the guitar, sorry. He said, why don't you come and play the drums with him and a friend down in Sandown? They've got a place where they rehearse at the back of a hotel. So I reluctantly agreed and I went down to the hotel. I was introduced to a Scottish guy on guitar who I found out was called Jack Green. The guy that was playing the bass guitar was called Tony Alday. It turned out that Jack Green was a member of T-Rex in the past.
Oh, wow.
The Pretty Things and Rainbow. And Tony Alday played with Jack in Mickey Finn's T-Rex after a poor old passed away. He also played with Ronnie Wood, Screaming Lord Sutch and Long John Baldry. Needless to say, I was a bit overwhelmed at starting to play the drums with these guys, but I had a great time and I still stayed in contact with them. Sadly, though, Jack passed away earlier this year, so that stopped that. So that's a basic sort of thing of where we are now at the moment and playing away together.
Okay, so you've come a long way then. You've jammed and done a lot of stuff over the last 50 years.
Oh, yeah, we've met quite a few people along the way, yes.
Oh, that's good. That is good. Right, so what was the inspiration behind the name White Satin?
Going to believe this.
Is it a connection to the Moody Blues?
Absolutely no connection to the Moody
really?
Blues.
Really?
It's a very simple one, actually. I used to play originally in a scout band playing the drums. Side drums.
Yeah, that's right.
A friend I met there had a drum kit stashed away in the church. And on the bass drum, you know what's coming now.
I've got a feeling I know what's coming.
It said White Satin.
Oh, right.
And that's where it came from. It's as lazy as that and as simple as that, I'm afraid. That is where the name of White Satin came from.
Ever since you said, like, we sorted out the interview, it's like, oh, come on the studio and have a chat because you've got an event coming up. It's like, oh yeah, come on the show and have a chat about it. And it was like, I wonder if it's something to do with the Moody Blues. And
nothing to do with the Moody Blues at all. We don't want to be sued by the Moody Blues for pinching the name or anything. But of course, what we didn't think of is if you go online and put White Satin in, all you get is the Moody Blues White Satin coming up every single time. So if you do want to check us out, you have to put White Satin Band. Then we come up.
Right. Okay, then. No, that's fair enough. No, I was intrigued. And it was like, my curiosity has been...
I'm afraid it's that simple, I'm afraid, and lazy.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Just, my curiosity is now being all fulfilled, as it were. Do you know what I mean? Right, so what style of music does the band play then?
Well, we play pop and rock music. We play anything from Elvis Presley right the way through to we play stuff by a band that we were talking about earlier called Bebop Deluxe. We play Bob Dylan, loads of different bands. We play Sit Down by James, Chasing Cars, all sorts of different music. So there's a great big variation in the music that we actually play. Everything from the 1960s right the way up. So we have a go at playing just about anything. So if you come along and see us, you're probably, whatever age you are,
There's something there for you. No,
you'll find us there playing it.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. So the band are hosting a charity event to celebrate its 50th anniversary.
We are.
Can you tell me and the listener a little bit more about the event?
Yep. Well, we played our first gig in September 1974. So 50 years ago this month. Doesn't seem that long ago.
If you say it quickly, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, if I say it quickly, no, it does. I know where it does. We played in a church hall, I believe, somewhere way back in Kent, I think it was. But never mind, it was quite good. Well, this time we're going to have past and present members will be playing at this gig. We will have our original drummer, Robert Mills, who's coming over. Our original guitarist and singer and co-songwriter, my brother-in-law, Adrian Tucker, will be there. Our original keyboard player and Adrian's sister and my wife, Vivian Willis, will be on keyboards. And me, myself, of course, I will be there as the original songwriter and singer, and I will be doing my best to keep everything together. we will also be joined by Adrian's son-in-law, Neil Tucker. He's on guitar and vocals. He's also managed to get us playing way back when we didn't play quite so much. He will be doing his little solo set as well himself. We'll also have my granddaughter, Connie, who will be playing drums. And now she's only 11 years of age, but she'll be playing a bit of drums with us. And we were very, very lucky that about 4 years ago, we put out an advert on Facebook because we thought we needed a guitarist when it was only Viv and myself. And a gentleman called Phil Jordan, which some people might know, decided to reply straight away within about 1 minute.
Oh, right.
Came back to us. And he plays rhythm and lead guitar. And we're very lucky to have Phil because he's one of the best guitarists that I've ever had. I go to his head if he's listening to this. But
he might be, you never know.
That's how we're going to be playing. So we're going to be doing a set outside the front of our house for about 2 hours, something like that, from about 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock, weather permitting. Which I keep looking at the weather and annoying Nick here.
No, it's fine.
When so you do, hopefully the weather will be fine.
That's the problem when you do outside gigs, though. You can never, you can always, if you want to depend on the weather, it's like, ugh.
Tell me about, tell me about it, Nick. Yes, that's all I do at the moment. I'm a bit...
Right, so where is, you said this gig is outside your house. Where is this gig being taken?
It's Derwent Drive in Ryde.
Right.
It's very near to Apley Manor Hotel, just off of Apley Road.
Right, and what time is that starting off again, sorry?
Yep, it will be starting roughly at 3 o'clock and going through to about 5 o'clock.
Right.
So if you'd like to bring something to sit on, something to drink and something to eat, everybody is welcome. And we'll be playing for charity and we'll be raising some money for the Ryde Inshore Rescue.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. What was the charity?
Ryde Inshore Rescue.
You've beat me to the punch, as it were.
We try and play every year outside, if we can, for Ryde Inshore Rescue, and it's usually Isle of Wight Day. And so we're calling it Isle of Wight Day because I was informed about 3 months ago by the organisers of Isle of Wight Day. It was Isle of Wight Day. They actually put it up on their website. It was Isle of Wight Day. And so I'm going ahead with it. It's Isle of Wight Day. So I think we're the only people that are celebrating Isle of Wight Day. So anybody that wants to support Isle of Wight Day, please come along.
Right, okay, not a problem. Right, so what other events are there in the pipeline for the band?
Well, we don't know at the moment, so we're open to anybody that wants us to come along and play. We do not charge money anymore. Not that we're rich or anything like that, but we do like to do things for charity. So if any charities that are out there that want a band that
get
are very good, please get in touch with us. We can be found on Facebook. Or you can email us. I will give you the email.
Yeah, right. This is actually going to lead us into my next question.
Okay.
I was going to say, does the band have a website and can you be found on social media? Now, you've already said you can be found on social media.
Yep, we do not have a website.
No, that's fair enough.
But
that's
we do enough. Have an email.
Right, if you want to give out that email, that is absolutely fine, sir.
It's Gary, G-A-R-R-Y, Vivian, V-I-V-I-E-N, @gmail.com.
Right, okay. And is so if we went to social media and then typed in White Satin Band...
Yeah, it should come up.
You will be found.
You will be found. If you can actually put my name in as well, which is Gary with two R's and Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. You've got a link that will go through to
you. Yeah, you can be tracked down on social media for charity bookings.
Yes, for my...
Yeah,
I can be tracked down, yes.
Not in a funny way. We don't want to put that out. Right, okay then. Let's leave things there for the moment as it's time for some more music. Do you want to introduce this one yourself? Because it is another White Sand track.
Yes, and this one is coming up. It's called I Still Believe in Sunday. It was actually written by my brother-in-law who did not want to rehearse every Sunday. So he wrote this song, I Still Believe in Sunday.
It's like a bit of a protest, is it?
It's a protest song, Nick, yeah.
Right, okay then. Here we go. This is White Satin.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.
Lying.
That was local band White Satin with I Still Believe in Sunday. I'm still chatting with Gary from the band. Right, let's sum up then, shall we? You ready?
I'm ready.
He looks like he's born ready.
I'm born ready.
But you're a drummer. Of course you were born ready. You had a backbone.
I'm born something. Born noisy, I think.
There's something about drummers and bassists. They're underrated in bands, do you know what I mean? It's like, if it wasn't for a drummer and a bassist, you wouldn't have that groove that you could build on top of, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
See,
Thank you very much.
I'm saying that as a singer, do you know what I mean?
So. Yeah, but I'm a singer as well, you see. So,
so you know exactly what I'm talking about then, right?
Yeah, it's also playing the drums and singing at the same time is, I've found, is a big problem as well. I can't possibly play Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis Presley on the drums and sing it at the same time. I would, any drummer to actually do that, I don't believe they could.
That's going to take some going, because that's quite a fast song as anyway,
well,
isn't
it's
it?
One side of your brain is telling you to do one thing, and the other side of the brain another, and they don't go together.
And you're trying to dance at the same time as well.
Well, it's difficult.
Right, anyway, as we were saying, let's sum up, shall we? What are the details of the White Satin's 50th anniversary event?
Well, basically the details are that we have a lot of people coming over that used to play with the band. How good they're going to be when they finally get here. Two of them are arriving about an hour before we're due to play, and they absolutely say that they'll be okay about it. One of them, we believe, will be okay about it. So we're not sure about the other one. I won't say which are which, because they'll probably get upset about
it. I'm not getting involved in that argument. That's down to you.
The original drummer is arriving tomorrow, so he'll be having a little bit of practice with us before we actually get to Saturday. But he's assured me that he's absolutely fine with it, despite the fact that he hasn't played out or anywhere for, I would say, 25 years, but he's got confidence.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, if you've learnt something, if you've written a piece of music,
yep,
you're going to know it. It doesn't matter.
He'll probably remember it. He knows what we're playing, but he said to me that he probably plays more like Animal out the Muppets now than anything else. But I said to him, that's probably a compliment, actually. A lot of drummers think that Animal's pretty good, so never mind. We'll see you on Saturday.
Anyway, so what time is the gig kicking off and whereabouts is the gig?
The gig is kicking off at 3 o'clock-ish, and it will be in Derwent Drive in Ryde, which is just off Apley Road near Apley Manor Hotel.
And look for the band set up outside a house.
There, you cannot miss it. There's a lot of equipment. There will be some flags. We've been very kindly offered, by the way, that if anybody wishes to park, they can use Apley Manor's car park. Thank you very much to Apley Manor, to Paul and Charles up there have said that we can actually park in the car park.
No, that's cool. That's cool. And the charity that you're collecting and raising money for
Charity is Ryde Inshore Rescue, right down on the beach in Ryde, who do a fantastic job and need as much help as they possibly can.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, they're saving people's lives down there, aren't they?
They do save people's lives regularly, yes. They keep an eye out on the Solent, and they are regularly called out.
All right, okay, cool. So, does White Satin have a website, and can you be found on social media?
We do not have a website. We can be found on social media. The best thing to do is to go to Facebook, and if you put in White Satin Band, you'll come up. Or you could put my name in, Gary with two R's, Willis, and there's a link that will probably get you through on there. If you want to find out anything else, you can email us on Gary, G-A-R-R-Y, Vivian, V-I-V-I-E-N, @gmail.com.
That's all lowercase, yeah?
All lowercase.
No, we're just dotting those I's and crossing those T's. I mean,
absolutely.
So if people do want to get hold of you, they know how to get hold of you properly.
Yes.
Right. Okay, then. Here's the curveball question.
Uh-huh.
I do this to everybody. I'm not picking on you because you're a drummer. Right. If you could eat one meal, like just one meal for the rest of your life, what would that meal be? Uh-huh.
I do like Indian, unfortunately, probably a bit fattening, but never mind.
Nothing wrong with that?
Indian takeaways I absolutely love, or an Indian restaurant. So if I could have one meal, that would be it. So
an Indian, yeah.
An Indian. Whether I went to India and liked the Indian food in India, which I've heard is totally different to takeaways.
Yeah, I'd
imagine
it is. Yeah, I've heard
I don't
this.
Know, but yeah, I'd actually have an Indian meal.
No, that's fair enough. For me, I'm a bit partial to cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
But not like fast food cheeseburgers. Like proper burgers that you go to like a butcher and you
I'm
buy.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm
proper
you.
Burgers.
I'm with you.
You know, British home beef with
yep.
like not none of this fast food. Yeah.
Well, no, I do like a sausage roll as well.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with sausage rolls.
I do like sausage rolls.
I just don't like fast food that much. But proper burgers,
yep.
That's for me. That's where okay. I'm at. So many different choices and of options available to you. Do you know what I mean? Oh, It's all good. Right. Anyway, thanks for coming to this video, Gary. It's been great chatting to you. I hope you raise a lot of money for a very worthy cause this weekend. And of course, I'm not going to mention the weather, because if I mention the weather and it's bad, I'll like be hexed or something. I don't know. So I wish you all the best.
Well,
the
thank
weather.
You very much for letting me come in, Nick. It's been great.
It's always
thank
a pleasure.
You.
I'll always give the opportunity to local bands to come and support themselves and do what they need to do on radio, because someone's got to
keep music live, the old saying.
I feel a bit like John Peel at times, but you know, I don't think I'm ever going to be that good.
This is Radio FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. That is radio. That is radio.com.